out of here, you damn purple dinosaur.
It turned the subs up on this one, Brock.
That trunk is just rattling.
Hey, you always had that, buddy. Hey, real quick, we're going to talk about subs here for about 5 minutes. Ready, ladies and gentlemen? Here we go. Brock and I were talking about subs off of air. What happened? Are they gone? I hear subs once in a while.
I don't think it's as big of a deal, yeah.
Not compared to, 10, 20 years ago.
I think it's twofold. One, car companies, I'll give them credit. They put really nice sound systems in their cars now. But back in the day, if you wanted a bitchin' CD player, the flip up screen, and you had to go and buy that. It was all aftermarket parts.
It's all custom.
Yeah, custom parts. You go in, you take your vehicle into the car stereo place. I can't think of a car stereo place.
You know, I could name a few, but still, it's just you don't hear it. That's one thing I think about. You do hear it once in a while, but not like it was in the day. No. Everybody had the subs. So I had two Pioneer Premieres I got from my buddy, and I put them into my Civic. And I'm telling you, you could hear me coming from 2 miles.
How big
and I
look were those? Back how, on how that. How big were they? How big were they? 18 inches? 17?
No. They were 12s.
Hey, 12s is good. Hey, that's still good. That'll bump.
Honestly, some of the smaller subs pound louder.
And did you have
they hit quicker. They're quick.
Did you have the carpet-covered box that you put them in?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I had a really nice box, a nice ported box. And it was custom to the trunk almost a little bit. So I'm telling you, dude, the system was loud. And you know what? I had it so it didn't vibrate anything because I hated that.
Yeah.
You go in your buddy's car and he'd have two 18s. That's all you heard was a bunch of metal rattling.
Yeah, the trunk is shimmying on its
hinges.
Doesn't
sound good. Yeah. What are you? I get it. You're just trying to rattle me to death. But I like the crisp sound. Fussy about that.
Yeah, real fussy about that. You and your spiked hair and your puka shell necklace.
Damn right,
with
son.
Your techno going on.
Damn right. Dude, I kind of look bad. The whole town could hear me, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. It's kind of
turn it down!
Back in our day, the loudspeakers was like the jacked up trucks nowadays that you see. That was the point of pride. All right, you had a tiny little car with massive speakers. Now you have a big truck that's jacked up, right?
Yeah,
how it goes.
It's pretty. That's a good analogy. You're right. It's kind of evolved to that. Go ahead.
I was gonna say I could never afford the really fancy ones. I just had the bass tube that you could get at Walmart, and what you had to do,
worked.
If no one remembers this, you literally had to take out one of your speakers, all right, and then use those wires to plug into the bass tube. So you just had this thing sitting in the back, rolling around. God, good old bass tube.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Those are fantastic. Yep. I think there was other ways you could wire it, but that was the way.
Was the way, because you wanted it done quick. You could probably go back to where the fuse box is and find some extra. But no, you're like, no, I'm just going to take out this back speaker. I'm going to put in this bass tube. Yeah.
My buddy had a Suburban that I can't tell you how many speakers were in that thing. But he had the plexiglass windows because that car would mold to a different shape every time he turned that stereo on. The whole back of it was a box.
Yeah.
The whole back of the Suburban, you could fit two people, one person up in the passenger and you.
Yeah. You couldn't hear a damn thing.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good for you. I think it's bad for your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting heart palpitations because the bass is hitting so hard. You're losing your breath. It's probably not good. Yep. Do they still do?
And whatever happened to the subs, man?
Do they still do competitions too? Remember those?
They probably 100%. Yeah, they do competitions.
Yeah, but good stuff, man.
Oh man,
that sounds really good.
My brain hurts.
Turn it off. Let's just sit in silence for a little bit. All right. Hey, we got to keep her moving here. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew going to get you taken care of and back on the road. Well, breaking news, Keith Richards still alive. That's good.
Ah,
Still going. Getting to the weekend.
That's good.
Also, in your rock news, Ozzy Osbourne says he can see making more music with Tony Iommi as long as it's not called Black Sabbath. In the latest episode of his Ozzy Speaks show for SiriusXM, Osbourne told co-host Billy Morrison, I wouldn't say no to do some more with Tony. Black Sabbath is a completely different music to what I'm into now. Osbourne said that working with Iommi on Degradation Rules for Patient Number 9 was great. He went on to say, I mean, now you don't have to sit in a room. You can do it over the phone. That track would have been great on a Black Sabbath track on 13 album. I wasn't really in love with that 13 album. Osbourne added that while he considered Black Sabbath done, he said, I would work with any of them individually, but as Black Sabbath, I think it's over. We couldn't really beat what we've already done. At first I thought maybe he would say as long as it's not Black Sabbath because they kicked him out of the band. He's like, I will never work under the title Black Sabbath ever again. But I think maybe he's just saying more of like Black Sabbath had its time and now it's over. Let's do something different with the guys from Black Sabbath. So, which, how about that? Where are you at as a band where you're like, we're going to kick out the lead singer, Ozzy Osbourne, right? Like,
yeah, right. You're done. I mean, you know, all those things that you've done to make it, you know, us famous. Yeah.
You're out of here, Ozzy.
All the money you've made us.
I mean,
you're done.
To be fair, they did get Ronnie James Dio in there for a little bit, which was, you know, pretty dope, but yeah. Anyway,
that is wild.
I'll be honest, Ozzy, I love him to death, and Patient Number 9 was great, but I don't know how much he has left in him. I mean, he seems
pretty withered up, man. You know, you know what's weird though is like when he gets on stage, it's like he loses 20 years. So you know, he goes just, back 20 years, I say.
Just leave him on stage, maybe it'll be all right. We'll get him for like another 100
years.
It's
like he can barely talk.
Yeah.
He's all hunched over. He gets on stage and he's like David Copperfield, for Christ's sake. This guy's singing and dancing.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. So we'll see. Maybe he's got more down the pike, but right now it's just talking. Yeah, hopefully. I mean, he just released a new album, I mean, this year. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he's got a rush or anything like that. But all right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back, November 10th, 1978, The Clash's second album, Give 'Em Enough Rope, was released in England. The album actually would be their first U.S. release as well. Uh-oh. So, I'm a good fan. When I'm ready to throw down, I'll throw some Clash on. Get some old punk on there. So.
Some old Clash.
Some old Clash. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.